I am now reading Mark chapter 9. The first section is from verse 1. Then Jesus said, "Listen to this true word I am telling you now. Some of you people will see a very special thing. God will show you that he is the boss over everything, and you will see that he is really strong. You will see this before you die." The next section is from verse 2 to verse 13. The heading is, "Three men saw Jesus look different." After 6 days, Jesus got Peter, James, and John, and they went by themselves up to the top of a high hill. While they were there, Jesus started to look different. His clothes got really shiny and white. Nobody can wash clothes enough to make them so white. And Peter, James, and John saw two men that lived a long time ago. They were Moses, the man that was a leader of God's people, and Elijah, the man that told God's message to people. They were there, and they talked to Jesus. Peter, James, and John were very frightened, and they didn't know what to say, but Peter talked anyway. He said to Jesus, "Teacher, this is great. We must put up special bush shades, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Then a cloud covered them all, and God talked to them from the cloud and said, "This is my son. I love him very much. You have got to listen to him." Then Peter, James, and John looked around for those old men, but they could not see them anymore. They were gone. Only Jesus was there with them. Then they all started to come down from the hill, and as they walked along, Jesus told them really straight, "You can't tell anyone what you just saw. You have to wait till after I die. I am God's special man, and I will die, and then come back alive again. After that, you can talk about what you saw." So Peter, James, and John kept quiet about it. They didn't tell anyone, but they talked to each other about the words Jesus said, "I will die, and then come back alive again." They wondered what Jesus meant. And they asked Jesus about the Jewish law teachers. They said, "Those law teachers say that first of all the man from long ago called Elijah has got to come back. Then after that God will send his special man." Jesus said, "Those law teachers are teaching the true message. A man did come and he told them God's message, just like Elijah did long ago. That man got things ready for me, but bad people killed him. And they will do the same to me, the special man of God. They will turn their back to me and will not listen to my message. All of this is already in God's book." The next section is from verse 14 to verse 29. The heading is, "Jesus forced a bad spirit out of a boy." After they got back down the hill, they found the rest of Jesus' followers arguing with the Jewish law teachers. There were lots of people standing around. They looked up and saw Jesus, and they were shocked. Then they all ran to him and said hello to him. Jesus asked them, "What are you mob all arguing about?" One of the men there said to Jesus, "Teacher, my son, he has a bad spirit inside of him, and it stops him from talking. It makes the boy take a fit. He falls down onto the ground. His body goes stiff, and then he rubs his teeth together and spit comes out of his mouth. I asked your followers, please make the bad spirit go out of him, but they can't do it." Jesus said, "How come you mob can't believe? Do I have to always stay here and do everything for you? Bring the boy here to me." The people brought the boy to Jesus. As soon as that bad spirit saw Jesus, it made the boy have a fit. He fell down and wriggled around on the ground like a snake, and a lot of spit came out of his mouth. Jesus asked the boy's father, "How long has your boy been like this?" The man said, "For a long time. From the time when he was a little boy. Lots of times, the bad spirit makes him fall into fires and into water. That bad spirit is trying to kill him. Please feel sorry for us and help him if you can." Jesus said, "You said to me, 'If you can.' Don't you know that God is strong enough to do anything if you trust him to do it?" The boy's father shouted out, "I believe God can do it, but please help me believe more." Jesus looked around and saw that a big mob of people were coming to watch, so he growled at the bad spirit. He said, "Hey, you bad spirit that stops people from talking and hearing, I'm telling you to come out of this little boy right now and stay out of him. You can never go back into him." Then the bad spirit screamed and made the boy take another bad fit and fall down onto the ground. Then it went out of the boy. The boy looked like he was half dead, and a lot of people said, "Poor boy, he's finished." But Jesus just got hold of the boy's hand and helped him stand up. Then his father took the boy home. After that, Jesus and his followers went into a house, and his followers asked him quietly, "Why couldn't we force that bad spirit out of the boy?" Jesus told them, "The only way you can force that kind of bad spirit out of anyone is to pray and get God to force it out." The next section is from verse 30 to verse 32. The heading is, "Jesus said, 'They will kill me, then I will come alive again.'" Later, Jesus and his followers left that place and went through Galilee. As they walked along, he was teaching his followers. He didn't want everyone to know where he was going, so they went along secretly and quietly. He told them about what was going to happen to him. He said, "Bad men will arrest me, God's special man, and they will kill me. But after 3 days, I will come alive again." Jesus' followers could not understand what he was talking about, but they felt too ashamed to ask him any more questions. The next section is from verse 33 to verse 37. The heading is, "Jesus' followers argued about who was the greatest." While they still walked along the road, Jesus' followers argued with each other about which one of them was the most important. After they got to Capernaum, they went into the house that they were going to camp in, and Jesus asked them what they were arguing about on the road. His followers were ashamed and said nothing. Jesus sat down and said, "If anyone wants to be the leader, that person has to think to himself, 'I am not important at all.' And he has to be a workman for everybody else." There was a young kid in that house, and Jesus picked him up and said, "Look at this little kid. If you follow me, and you are friendly to little kids like this one, and you help him, really, you are being friendly to me too. And if you are friendly to me, really, you are being friendly to my Father in heaven too. He is the one that sent me here." The next section is from verse 38 to verse 41. The heading is, "A man used Jesus' name to send bad spirits away." Then John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw a man using your power by saying your name to make bad spirits go out of people. He's not one of our mob, so we told him to stop." But Jesus said, "No, don't stop him. If someone uses my power by saying my name to do good and powerful things for people, he can't soon turn around and say bad things about me. It's like this. If anyone is not trying to block us, well, really, he is on our side. And if someone knows that you are my follower, and so he tries to help you, even if he just gives you a drink of water, God will be sure to pay him with something good for that good thing he did." The next section is from verse 42 to verse 50. The heading is, "The Right Way to Live." "But if someone makes a little kid that trusts me do something bad, God will really punish that person. He will get terrible payback for making that little one go wrong. That person would be better off if somebody got a big rock and tied it to his neck and threw him into the sea and drowned him. And if there is something that makes you go wrong, you have got to do something about it. If your hand makes you do something bad, you have to stop it. like as if you had to cut off your hand. It is better to live forever with only one hand than to go to hell with two hands. That fire in hell never goes out. Just the same, if your foot takes you the wrong way to make you do something bad, you have to stop it. Like as if you cut off your foot. It is better to be a cripple with only one foot and live forever than to go to hell with two feet. It is the same for your eye. If your eye looks at the wrong things and makes you do something bad, you have to stop it. Like as if you dig your eye out. It is better to go to be with God with only one good eye than to go to hell with two eyes. Hell is a really bad place, and people that go there will have bad pain all the time. It will be like maggots are eating them all the time, and like a fire is burning them all the time. Their pain will never stop. Jesus also said to them, God is going to let you have a little bit of trouble. He wants to give you a test to see if you are walking straight for him. And Jesus said, you know that salt is good. It makes food taste better. But if that salt loses its salty taste, it is no good anymore, and you can't fix it up. This is a picture of you, mob. You have to be like good salt for people. You have to try to make their lives better. And you yourselves have to live calmly and quietly together.